I want to share with you that today we're going to talk about how to build wealth on a low income. How to make money, how to build wealth on a low income. We're talking about money for the whole month of February and most likely second half of a month of March. We're talking everything money. You need money to be able to go forward. You need money to buy clothes. You need money for food. You need money for shelter. You need money for hospital expenses. Yes. Oh, praise God. Andrew said, I got my extra pay last Thursday. To God be the glory. Father, I thank you for the testimony of Andrew. And I glorify your name, oh God, that Andrew will no longer starve. Money will come to Andrew in the name of Jesus. Father, anyone that is here today that is going through financial challenge, that is going through financial struggle, that is going through financial heartache, I release your glory and power and might over his or her life in the name of Jesus. Anyone who is at the bottom of financial ladder, today I speak to that ladder to fall down. And in the name of Jesus, you come out of that ladder. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Father, I release the authority of the blood of Jesus to break anyone that is here today struggling. I cast the spirit of financial poverty. I cast the spirit of financial poverty in the name of Jesus. I cast the spirit of financial struggle. I cast the spirit of financial struggle. I bind the spirit of financial struggle. I bind the spirit of financial heartache in the name of Jesus. And I release you into the Christ Jesus blood, that the days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your day of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your day of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your days of begging, your days of hoping that you get free money is over in the name of Jesus. I release you to go forth. I release you to go forth that you have money now. I command the spirit of money by the power in the blood of Jesus to locate you and find you. I need three people to say amen right now. Father God, this person who is saying amen times three. Father, wherever the spirit of financial blessing is hiding away from her or him, we break that spirit and we command that spirit to line up right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we break every spirit of poverty. Every spirit of poverty. We break that spirit. We break that spirit. We break that spirit in the name of Jesus. Yahweh, we release this person who showed up here today. That your spirit goes with him or her. In the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, we break that curse. 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 Anyone that is struggling here today, in the name of Jesus, your days of struggling is over. Your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Every bank vault in the spirit realm that is closed on you, we break that spirit in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we break that spirit. We denounce that spirit. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We shut that door on every financial breakages in the name of Jesus. And I release your life. I release your spirit. I release your soul to go forth and be rich again in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen right now. Abba, Father, we thank you. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yes, yes, yes. Father, anyone that is here today, the spirit of financial struggle, I come against you, you spirit of financial struggle. You spirit of financial struggle. I came against you, you spirit of financial struggle. I come against you, you spirit of financial struggle. I come against you, you spirit of financial struggle. I come against you in the name of Jesus and I break your hold. I break your hold. I break your hold. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. That your days of struggle is over. Anyone that is here today that is struggling, money doesn't come to you, money run away from you, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Spirit of running away, spirit of financial dry season, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to flee and not to come back. In seven ways, we bind your works and plan and purposes in the name of Jesus. You spirit of dry season, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we command you not to return. And if you go and regroup, we shatter you with the blood of Christ Jesus. We shatter you with the blood of Christ Jesus in the name of Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Receive your financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive your financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive your financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive your financial breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive your financial breakthrough. Somebody receive a financial breakthrough. And if you have done business and you have lost all the money, today we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Every business losing spirit, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We break your hold. We break your hold in the name of Jesus. And we pronounce over your life, your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. Your days of financial struggle is over. Somebody say amen. And I say, receive your financial blessing today in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Now we're going to talk about how to start building wealth with a very little money in your hands. Sometimes you start the journey with very little money. How do you build wealth with $500? How do you turn $500 into $100,000? That is what we're going to be looking into. And be on the lookout. I'll be doing a special live broadcast on how to turn $500 into $100,000 in the name of Jesus. So get yourself ready. How to turn $500 into $100,000 in 1 year in the name of Jesus. Father, I release this opportunity over everyone that is here. So be on the lookout on my Facebook page. And don't forget to go to charlesguerra.com on my Facebook page. And you will be able to see a lot of materials there that you can take advantage of it in the name of Jesus. Now, I am bringing a course on how keys to conquer your destiny. I'm bringing a course on how to conquer your destiny. And I want everybody to save the money so you can buy one. I will show you and teach you step by step how to go forth. And they will be on Zoom. They will be on my website. So get yourself ready. Don't forget to go to all the links in the description and find out what I do. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let us go. How do you build wealth if you have very little money? This is the topic for today. Let us go. One, you set clear goals. One, you set clear financial goals. What do I mean by that? You set clear financial goals. One, let's say you want to be able to make $5,000 in 2 months. $5,000 in 2 months. How are you going to do that? First of all, you have to put pen and paper. You got to put pen and paper. You have to put pen and paper. You have to put pen and paper. You take a pen and a paper and you write. I need to make two in April, and then by 30th of April, I need to save $5,000. And step number one, you start first of all in prayer. You're going to pray. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, it doesn't matter. Still find a way and ask God. Whether you believe in him or not, it makes no difference. Just say to yourself, I am going to open my mind to be able to start putting money on the side and start looking into that. So you need to set a clear goal. I need to make $5,000 savings. I need to make $5,000 by April ending. So you have 2 months, March and April. Okay? March and April. March and April. So I am coming with a special financial planner coming out most likely this weekend on how to make $5,000 in 2 months. Okay, so be on the lookout for a new post that is coming out tonight in the name of Jesus. for Saturday. So be on the lookout, going on to my Facebook page, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Set a clear goal. The goal is by 30th of April, I have to make $5,000. And sit down and write. You get two calendar. Calendar one is the whole month of March. You get another calendar, the whole month of April. See that? So let us go. So you do that. And number two, you create a budget and you stick to it. For example, when you get your paycheck this Friday, you're going to say to yourself, I am going to put down $40 on the floor. I'm going to save $40. So you take the $40 out, you pay your tithe, and then you take $40 and you put it in an envelope. Then write on it, do not touch. You see that? So this is how you're going to make it. You take an envelope and you write on it, 50, you write the date on it and you sign. And you, I promise not to touch you. And you put $50 in there and you leave it on the side. How many? And you put it on the side. Glory be to God. Now, if you put $50 every paycheck, you see that? Every 2 weeks, if you put down, say, $100 every paycheck, and there's 5 weeks, or four, I think there's 5 weeks in the month of March, guess what? You have $500. You have $500. You see that? But I'm going to show you what to do. So you create a budget and you stick to it. In the name of Jesus. Now let's go. You stick a budget. Now let's go to number three. You live below your means. You live below your means. What do I mean by that? You got a salary of $2,000. You don't go and spend more than $2,000 that 2 weeks. You do not go and spend $3,000 when the money coming in is only $2,000. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, anyone that is here today that is living past his or her means, in the name of Jesus, that woman, that man that is here today, that person that I am representing that is living below his or her means, Father, we break that curse, we break that spirit, we break that curse in the name of Jesus. We break that curse. We break that curse. Somebody, we break that curse. Somebody say amen. We break that curse in the name of Jesus. If you are here and you are living below your means, you are living above your means, meaning that you get $2,000 salary every 2 weeks, but you are spending $3,000. You are living above your means because the money coming in is only $2,000. The money going out is $3,000. What you are doing is you are overspending. But we're talking about how to create wealth if you're on a low-income person. You see that? We are talking about how to put money on the side. But then you are overspending. Yesterday you went to the restaurant. The following week you went to another restaurant. The following week you went to the mall. The following week you went and bought $5 of Starbucks coffee. Now by the time you finish, you have wasted all that money. How much came in? $2,000. How much went out? $3,000. You have a shortfall of $1,000. You cannot be financially rich and overspend. So step number three, live below your means for a season. Say to yourself, this month I am not buying no donut. I am not buying no coffee. I'm not buying DoorDash. You see that? Now the moment you think like that, guess what? You don't pay no fees for home delivery food. You save the money on donuts. You save the money on coffee. You save the money on taking a taxi instead of a public bus. Now, watch this. If you say, but I know some people say, but coffee is very little. No, coffee is not little. It's money. It's money. Now, let's go to the next one. You increase your income. By creating, Easter is coming. Easter is coming. You have friends that need some Easter bun. Go make yourself an Easter bun and start selling it. Go on Facebook. Put your picture there. put my picture there and sell Easter bun, somebody will buy it. All of a sudden, people begin to know that you're a business person. They will give you an order. Don't sit down and fold your hands. Money don't fall from sky. Money does not fall from the sky. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, you must learn the attitude of saving continuously. Put $50 on the side every paycheck. Even if you're on welfare and they give you a welfare check, still put $50 on the side. Even if somebody give you free money, save some. Don't spend all your money on, don't spend all your money. Save some of the money. I bless you with $2, put $1 on the side. You went to work and somebody gave you a free item, sell the item. Don't keep it. Go to your wardrobe, sell some of your clothes. Yes, that is all part of money. Sometimes the clothes don't fit you. Do a garage sale. Do a garage sale. Glory be to God. Don't sit down and waste your money on coffee. Don't sit down and waste your money on donut. Don't sit down and keep going to Starbucks and say, I like Starbucks. There's nothing wrong with Starbucks. I drink Starbucks, but it's only out of my treat. You see that? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the next level. Pay off high interest credit cards. Pay off high interest credit cards. Pay off high interest debts. Sometimes you have credit card, the interest is 29%. The interest is 29%. And then there's another interest that has 16%. Pay off the high interest of 29%. So the difference between the 29% and the low amount, go into it. Learn. Yes, my pastor friend is talking about learn to have an attitude of saving consistently. Have an attitude of saving consistently by cutting two credit cards down. Let me tell you, 2017, I was struggling financially. Do you know what I did? I had 12 credit cards. I cut 11. No, 2007. I cut 11 credit cards. I cut them off. I cut 11 credit cards off and I only kept one. And I started paying them off. So make your mind up. Go into your wallet right now. See how many credit cards do you have. If you don't need them, don't keep all of them, especially the high interest credit card. Look into it quickly and break it down. Yes, Father, I give you praise that yes, invest wisely. Don't spend money on things that are not profitable. Before you spend money on a new shirt, ask, yes, I like this shirt. Can I afford it? Can I save the money? Do I like this? I like this watch. Do you need to buy this watch? No. Keep this money of this watch and put it into your savings account and begin to save. Find out where the interest is great, where the return, the yield is brilliant in the name of Jesus. Let us pray right now. Father God, anyone that is here today going through financial hardship, I place him or her in your hands. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, release your power and your might. Release your power and your might. Release your power and your might. Release your power and your might over his life. That anyone that's going through financial struggle here, we break that spirit down and we release the anointing of financial success. The anointing of financial success. The anointing of financial success over his or her life. In the name of Jesus, we break the attitude of financial servitude. You are servant to money. We break that curse. Anyone going through financial curses, we break that curse in the name of Jesus. And we release the authority of the blood of Jesus over your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we release the authority of the blood of Jesus over your life. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to the next level. Take advantage of government grants and programs and government assistance. Go to night school. I always say to myself, if I need to make extra money through business and I don't have the business skills, I'm going to go to night school. Go to night school. Yes, Go to night school. Yes. Go to a Saturday class. Yes. Go to an online class and learn new trade. Learn how to cook. Learn how to cook. Learn how to sew. Learn how to make cakes. Learn how to write a resume for people. There are so many ways that you can bring in extra money coming your way. The question is this: you need to open up and explore new avenue. Don't sit down and keep praying. Praying is good, but God does not fall money from sky. Oh, glory be to God. God will give you wisdom. God will give you knowledge. God will give you an ability and a skill. Use it in the name of Jesus. Now let's carry on. Now focus on skill development and education. Focus on skill development and education. Don't sit down, like I said before, don't sit down. Say to yourself, I got to win. I got to do well. Let us pray. Father God, anyone that is here who has no skill and is caught up in the old, Father, I place him or her under your leadership right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray the power of the Holy Spirit will visit you and release you from being stale and old in your mindset and set you apart for financial success, that you will acquire money by the divine will of God. Father, I release this person in your hands, and I'm asking Holy Spirit, pour your anointing over his or her life, that this person will know what to do and acquire new knowledge, new insight, new wisdom, new ability. In the name of Jesus, thank you for wisdom. Thank you for new business development project. Yes, night school. Go to night school. Yes, night school is not for everybody, but it's for some people. Yes, don't say it's not for everybody. Night school is for some people. Day school is for some people. Full time is for some people. But still educate yourself. Don't sit down and say, well, night school is not for me. Yes, night school is not for you. I agree. But day school could be for you. Online school could be for you. Don't sit down and say, I want money. God, give me. God doesn't send money from the sky. He has stopped all of that in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. So if you need money, you better know how to acquire it through this teaching that I'm giving you. In the name of Jesus. Stay focused. Stay focused and motivated. Stay motivated and persistent. Yes, let me repeat. Stay motivated and persistent. Don't lose hope. Do not lose hope. Don't look at your salary and say that my money is very little. Put some money on the side. I remember when I was 14. And I saw poverty live. Poverty was live. I said, I hate you, poverty spirit. Father, anyone here that is today that has no money today and is struggling, Father God, I repeat the statement that your power and your might will visit him or her and break the curse. I break the curse off you. I break the spirit of financial delay and financial poverty spirit off you in the name of Jesus. You and your family, I bind the spirit of financial struggle. I bind the spirit of financial struggle. I bind the spirit of financial struggle. I bind the spirit of financial delay. I bind the spirit of financial poverty. I bind the spirit of financial heartache in the name of Jesus. And I release the power of financial overflow over your life. And any resistance spirit that will attack you, I release the power of the blood of Jesus on your behalf. Yes, I break it in the name of Jesus. And I set you free. May the Lord go with you. May the Lord give you wisdom, knowledge, understanding. May the Lord elevate your life. May the Lord cause you to come into your own financial blessing. Go with the Lord. And may the Lord be with you until we meet again. Thank you for joining me on the prophetic floor. Don't forget, there's a special announcement coming out tonight or tomorrow about my special Facebook Live that I'm going to be doing. So be on the lookout. Go forth in the blessings and in the favor of the Lord, and may the Holy Spirit go with you. May you be protected. May you be strengthened. May you be guided. And until I see you, thank you. Don't forget to go on charlesgurria.com. There's a lot of materials there. God bless you. Bye now.